Cool by Michael Merpurgo. Coma boy no better. Robbie Ainslie is still in a coma at Wanford Hospital in Exeter after being knocked down by a car over 2 weeks ago. The driver, Mr. George McAllister, a 45-year-old solicitor from Dumfries in Scotland, was questioned at the time and released. Police say that no criminal charges will be brought against him. From his home, Mr. McAllister today made his statement. I deeply regret what has happened to young Robbie Ainslie. I was not speeding. I did all I could to stop. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. I just hope and pray that Robbie will pull through. Chapter 3. I have been having these horrible thoughts about Mum and Dad. I've had them ever since Dad left home, but they keep coming back and I can't stop them. I just can't get them out of my head. I've tried, but I keep seeing that huge collage of family photos in our front hall at home, stretching from the kitchen door to the back room. There's hundreds of pictures of all of us going back years and years. Holidays, school photos, Christmases, birthday parties, all mixed together, a sort of family patchwork, a patchwork of memories. Lucky sleeping inside my pram, Lucky swimming with me. I used to stand there in the front hall when I was little, gazing up at them, usually looking for me and Lucky. Now I can see them in my head, and I'm looking at them now. There's lots of photos of Mum and Dad before they got married, before they had me. They look really young and happy, on a skiing trip together, by the sea, just having fun. There's wedding photos, Mum in a long white dress and Dad all posh in a suit. Then I'm there with them. After that, they don't look quite so happy in the photos ever again. I always seem to be between them. First me, then Ellie. Since the day Dad left us, I think I've always known it. No matter what Dad told me the other day, I know that it was me that split them up. Me and Ellie, but mostly me, I think. Because I was the first. I caused the split. I made Dad leave. Not on purpose, of course not. Just by being there. Just by being born. If only Dad could put things right with Mum, like he says he will, then I know I wouldn't have to have these horrible thoughts anymore. I hope he can. I so hope he can. I'd cross my fingers if I could. I doze, off and on and off. But I'm still here. I'm always still here, lying on my bed. People come and people go all the time. Marty pops in to see me sometimes, but he never stays long because he doesn't know what to say. He never talks about the accident. No one does. He never says a word about Lucky. No one does. But at least he gives me the football scores. Chelsea lost on Saturday to Arsenal, and Marty was over the moon. That's the only sad thing about Marty. He's an Arsenal fan. Mrs. Tinley brought me some flowers when she came. Mum was there. Mrs. Tinley's got you some lovely freesias, Robbie, she said. Isn't that nice? You can talk to him if you like, Mrs. Tinley. I don't think Mrs. Tinley wanted to talk to me. Not really. She cleared her throat. Well, Robbie, I hope you liked the tape we sent you. You better get back to school quick, you know. You're missing a lot of lessons. I hadn't thought of that before she said it, and it made me feel like laughing, but I couldn't. Sometimes I seem to get muddled about who was here and when, and about who's still in the room. I think Mrs. Tinley's gone because Mum and Gran and Ellie have been here for a while now, and they're not talking as if Mrs. Tinley's still here. Ellie's been moaning on about how I don't look after Pongo like I should, because she found him on the floor under the bed. And Gran keeps crying and sniffing and saying she can't help it. Mum's saying it'll be time to go soon, and I'm dozing off again. Dad's here now. Only a short visit, he says. He has to get off to rehearsals. He's really happy. He tells me he's got another job in Panto. He's going to be one of the ugly sisters in Cinderella at the Northcote Theatre. On at Christmas, he says, you'll have to come and see me. I've got a dad who's an ugly sister. Weird or what? He whispers in my ear as he's going, I think I've got a nice surprise for you, Robbie. It'll take a bit of fixing up, but when it comes, it'll be the best surprise in the world. I promise you. Can't tell you what it is, or it won't be a surprise. The doctor says surprises are good for you, and the bigger the surprise, the better. This one could really wake you up, Robbie. That's what he says. This is a whopper of a surprise, a real whopper. I know at once what it is. Obvious. Him and Mum, they've got back together again. And that's cool. Really cool. I've been lying here ever since he left, feeling so happy about it. But I've been thinking that Dad shouldn't have said anything to me about the surprise, because now I've guessed what it is, and it won't be a surprise, will it? And if it isn't a surprise, then it can't wake me up, can it? It hasn't worked so far. I mean, I'm still asleep inside my coma. Coma, funny word that. Looks a bit like comma. Sounds like it too. Hope my coma is a comma and not a full stop. I'm not exactly frightened of the full stop. But I would miss everyone. Everyone at home. Marty, Chelsea, Zola. I'd miss Zola a whole lot. Anyway, it'll be great for Ellie if Mum and Dad have got back together again. When Dad left, she was always coming into my room and crying her eyes out, and there was nothing I could do or say to make her feel any better. So, even if my coma does turn out to be a full stop and I don't wake up, at least Ellie will be happy again. That'd be cool. Don't know why Mum hates me saying that so much. Cool is really cool. Tracy says it a lot too. She said it just a moment ago when she came in to give me my bed bath. My best time of the day. I get to feel so fed up sometimes, and then Tracy comes in and she's always happy and cheerful and chatty. Bed bath, Robbie. Oh, look at the lovely flowers someone's brought you. Here, smell. And she wafts them under her nose. Freesias, the best. Really cool. I only like flowers that smell nice. I don't see any point in flowers if they don't smell. So, Robbie, I hear you've got an ugly sister for a dad. He was telling me that what he wants most in all the world is for you to come and see him in the Panto at Christmas. That gives you just 5 weeks to wake your ideas up and get yourself out of here. Not that I want to see you go. You're good company. You know what I like about you, Robbie? You never complain. But then I suppose you're the one patient I want to complain. The day you wake up and complain, you'll be on your way out of here. And that'll make everyone really happy, especially me. She chats on and on all the way through my bed bath. By the way, Robbie, your mum rang up. She's coming in to see you again this evening, and she's bringing someone else with her. She didn't say who. Your gran, I suppose. She's lovely, your gran. Please not gran again. She'll only sniffle. I mean, I love her lots. She's the coolest gran anyone could ever have. A real wizard on computer games, and she makes great pancakes. But she sniffles and she smells all powdery when she kisses me, and she's been kissing me a lot lately. Everyone has, except Tracy, and I sort of wish she would. I like Tracy. I mean, I get fed up hearing about all her troubles with Trevor the nerd and all about her diet, but at least she talks to me like I'm listening and I'm really alive and like I'm going to stay alive. There. That's your bed bath done, Tracy said. That should make you feel a little better. And she's gone. I want so much to thank her, because I do feel better. I feel fresher now, not sticky anymore, not so manky. And anyway, I always feel better when Tracy's around. From her voice, I've made up a picture of her in my mind. She's about 30 and she sounds very pretty. She's tall, I reckon. And she's got dark hair. And she has a nose ring. I don't know why, but I'm sure she's got a nose ring. I'll see for myself one day, see how right or wrong I was. Not that it matters, she's cool anyway. Mum comes in again, like Tracy said she would, but Gran's not with her. No powdery kiss, there's someone else. Robbie, I've brought someone in to see you. It's all right, Mr. McAllister. You can talk to Robbie. He'll hear you. Robbie. Not a voice I know, not a name I know. I just had to come and say how sorry I am. My name is Ian McAllister. It was me who knocked you down. Ever since it happened, I've been wanting to tell you, to explain, just to say how terrible I feel. And then your mum rang me and said that it might help if I came to see you. You feel terrible. How do you think I feel? It all happened so quickly. One moment there was your dog running out into the road and that other car hit it. And then you were there, right in front of me. I saw you too late, Robbie. I tried to stop. I really did. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. He sounds Scottish and he sounds upset too. Really unhappy. Robbie, Mr. McAllister has come all the way down from Scotland to see you. What do you want me to do, Mum? Do you want me to dance a Highland fling? Do you want me to wake up and say thank you? Okay, thanks for running me over, Mr. McThingamajig. I'm so angry. I'm churning up inside. I'm thinking, if you hadn't been driving along in your silly car when I ran out, then I wouldn't be here, would I? I mean, what a breaks fur, Mr. McThingamajig. Robbie, if I could turn the clock back. He's taking my hand. He sounds as if he's got a mustache and a very short haircut. He sounds kind too, and honest. He's saying what he feels, and suddenly I'm not so angry with him anymore. I've got kids of my own, Robbie, a bit older than you. And do you know what? I don't even dare tell them what I've done. Back home, I can't look folk in the eye anymore. He's not crying exactly, but his voice sounds very wobbly. I didn't know what to bring you, but your mom told me you love your football, so I've brought you a footy for when you get better, okay? Just you get better now, Robbie, so you can wake up and give it a right good kicking, and you can maybe give me a right good kicking and all for putting you where you are now. How would that be? Cool, I'm thinking. He's patting my hand. I'm off now. See you, Robbie. Mum's showing him out. Thanks for coming, she's saying. Listen, Mrs. Ainslie, I'd do anything at all to help. And thanks for letting me come. I feel so terrible about this. It was an accident, a dreadful accident, no one's fault. The police said you were driving slowly and safely. It just happened. All that matters now is to get Robbie better. And your coming here might just help bring him round. Anything to stir him up. To make him angry, that's what the doctors told me. And thanks for the football. He's gone, and now I'm alone with Mum again. She's come to sit beside me. She's upset at me for not waking up. Please, Robbie, for God's sake, for my sake, be angry. Be angry at him. Be angry at me for making you take Lucky out for his walk. Shout at me, I won't mind. Just say something. Say cool if you like. Shout it out 1,000 times and I won't mind. I won't ever mind again, I promise. She's crying and I want to wake up so she'll stop. I don't want to shout at her. I want to wake up and hug her. I reckon I've had 6 doctors in to see me, all looking after different bits of me. My head, my brain, my leg. But mostly I have Dr. Smelly Breath. He's here now, pulling back my eyelids, breathing his garlicky breath all over me. Mum keeps asking him questions which he doesn't want to answer. Is there any change, doctor? What about brain damage? Has the swelling inside gone down, do you think? Doctor, how long can he just lie there like this? When Dr. Smelly Breath finishes all his poking and prodding, they go outside together. So I never hear the answers. It's me you're talking about, you know. Me, my head, my brain, my life. Don't I have a right to know what's going on? In between my dozing off, all I can think about is Dad's big surprise. Mum never let on anything about it, but that's cool. She wouldn't, would she? After all, it's a secret, isn't it? Tracy's come bouncing in. All alone, are we, Robbie? She's bending over me. I've got news for you, she whispers. You're the first person I've told. See this, Robbie? Silly question, Tracy. Of course I can't. My ring. Just a cheap ring for now.
We'll get a proper one later. Trevor, he's only asked me to marry him. Isn't that great? Isn't that cool? Cool, Tracy, yeah, really cool.